Brian Ugley is out. Sean Bajani is in. Tyler Milner's on the ones and twos. And I want to start this thing off. Every hour on the hour, baby, I want to give credit where credit is due. Ron, the show, Ugley, and Reginald Atatula. Big shout out to them boys, our teammates, for putting that radiothon together where they each, together, they did 12 hours of radio, 6A to 6P. They did it on the Friday before July 4th. They raised $23,000+ for the Houston Food Bank. Y'all, that's over $50,000 raised in 2 years by them two cats with just an idea. The idea, the legwork, they put it together. They did it. They put it all together. They schedule it. We just chip in where we can. And you, the people, all of our listeners on Sports Radio 610, come to the table and spend your money and support. And we greatly appreciate it. From our perspective, just the listeners being involved, but big shout out to Ron and Reggie for making that happen, man. That's one thing with our station. We can be really good at what we do. We can have a lot of fun up here. We can cover sports day in, day out, but we take it that next step when guys like Ron and Reggie actually give back to the community. So I want to give them a big shout out. They're off today because they gave up their Friday before July 4th. And so I hope them two boys are out there having a good time with the family. And can't wait to see him tomorrow. But in the meantime, my man Sean Bajani is in for Ron, the show, Ugly. Also, real quick, World Cup update. Portugal, Spain going on right now in Dallas. They are tied up at the half, 0-0. That's the first game today. And then USA, Belgium in Seattle. They'll kick at 7 p.m. tonight. And if you hadn't heard the news, it is official. Flo Balogun. One of our best players that we were thought to have going to have to play without in this round is no more. He will be on the team. America will be whole, and Belgium ain't real happy about it. But we're going to get our entire team, and we're going to have our entire team as strong as we can be in this round of 16 in World Cup play. Again, that kicks at 7 tonight. We'll be covering all of that as we move along in today's show. We got a good one lined up for you. If you want to get involved, 713-572-4610. Go ahead and shoot a text. If you want to get involved on Twitch and YouTube, please do so. The chat rooms are wide open there as well. And Bajani's got a close eye on all of the above. So 713-572-4610. You are listening to Houston Sports Leader. Make sure you stay plugged in and get involved any way that you can. The Texans go to training camp in about 3 weeks. I can't believe we're that close, fellas.
I know. Yeah,
I cannot believe that we're that close. Seems like yesterday our hearts were broken that in that loss to New England in the playoffs, and felt, you know, when there was, it looked like there was going to be a once in a lifetime opportunity with the likes of Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes and
Burrow,
and heck, I think maybe even at that point Josh Allen was at home, but you know, all the big quarterbacks in the AFC were out. Thought we had an opportunity there, and we lost. Boy, our hearts were broke, and here we go. Boom, you blink an eye, and we're 3 weeks away from training camp cranking up. And here's the question I got. We talk a lot about how good this defense is and about what this offense needs to accomplish. All the main players. The ESPN put out a roundtable. A bunch of writers got together, and our local guy here, DJ Bieniemy, great dude, great follow on social media, puts out a lot of great content. They had a roundtable, AFC South roundtable, who comes out on top. And as a team, they had the Texans winning the division, and they took it a step further and talked about breakout players. And DJ Bieniemy went with one that, I'll be honest, it surprises me. I hope he's right, though. He went with Tank Dell. Tank Dell, as well, yeah, coming off these injuries, yes, as a breakout player. And, you know, that's a pretty good one given the injuries that he's dealt with. But for me, I think there's a handful of guys, and I think it's got to be on the offensive side of the ball for me, Sean, because the defense is great. There's some guys that may have breakout type years on the defense, but I don't know how much they actually change the production of the defense. I think they're going to be tremendous as is. So I think it's got to be offensively. And I put probably more thought than I'd like to admit into this. So, of course, I'm going to take it a little bit deeper and make it a little more complicated than just the surface, right?
I like it.
Well, I think it's, as I'm thinking about it, there's two different avenues here, two different points of view. One, how likely is it to happen? So I want to give something here that's, there's at least a puncher's chance it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
And then number two, you know, is that player truly, does he truly change the offense if he has that quote unquote breakout year?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the popular pick is Jaden Higgins playing opposite Nico Collins, but I'm gonna move off of that. We talked about him last week. I'm gonna go with Brevin Jordan.
Man, let's go.
Did I steal it from you?
No, you didn't steal it, but he was on my candidate list.
Okay.
I knew you wanted to talk about this, so in my mind, I made my own candidate list. Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, Marlon Klein, Cade Stover, Brevin Jordan. I mean, to me, those are the only and obvious choices player-wise offensively. And I've been on the Brevin Jordan train for a few years now.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the guy that Nick Caley was looking at. You know, every coach has to do this. When they're taking a job or considering about, you know, thinking about taking a job, they're going to be, there's a handful of players that they look at and they're like, man, I can't wait to work with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan being a Swiss Army knife, kind of a tight end, him being a tight end coach, and Caley, I thought Jordan was that guy for him. And hell, he never got off the runway last year because of the injury.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than injuries, I think he's going to be given every opportunity under the sun. And I think the opportunity piece, that box is going to be checked. The injury piece of it, there's nothing I can do about it. So I didn't even consider that. But the reality of it is for me, Sean, that this offense just lacks speed. This offense just lacks change of direction. This offense lacks twitch. You know, when you start talking about explosiveness and twitch, the fact that Tank Dell comes up so quickly in that conversation.
Yeah.
Given what we know about Tank Dell right now and what he's been through, I think that speaks volumes, right? That tells you how there's a void of that twitch explosion speed dynamic on this offense.
Yeah.
And so I think the guy that's going to be given every opportunity under the sun is Brevin Jordan. I think he's a guy that, if he can stay healthy, just brings to his position, I think he brings more of what I just mentioned, the explosiveness, the speed, the twitch. He brings more to his position than any other player does to their position on this offense.
Wouldn't you say, because Brevin Jordan and the position that he plays and the multiple different ways you can utilize that position in a Caley offense, that in and of itself, it not just brings more to his position, but maybe brings more to the offense. You can do more things within the offense, spread it out, condense it. You can get multiple looks.
That's such you're hitting the nail on the head, because you can line up him in a 3-point stance in a fullback position in a goal line type situation.
Yeah,
you can put him at the end of the line of scrimmage with his hand in the dirt attached to the tackle. You can put him in a flank position outside another tight end. You can put him out in the slot. Hell, you can put him out wide and push everybody else over and run routes on a safety or run routes on a linebacker to try to get some kind of mismatch. Right. So you can do a lot with Brevin Jordan, and he changes the offense in a big, big way. So I think breakout year, like, and I'm not talking about a breakout in Houston, because like I think everybody here in Houston knows who Brevin Jordan is. If you've watched a game and if you cover the Texans or you're a fan of the Texans, you know, you've seen Brevin Jordan run away from folks.
Yeah.
Right. He's the one guy on this team. Now, we think Woody Marks can. Although we didn't, I mean, I'm a big Woody Marks guy, but I'm not convinced that he's that guy, this guy. We know Nico can to a certain degree, but like, you want to talk about a guy that you get the ball in his hands and he can hit a crease, and guys with good angles on him, he can still outrun them.
Yeah.
Brevin Jordan's that guy.
Run through their ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm going to go with Brevin Jordan for those reasons. If he needs to have a breakout year, personally, he needs to have a breakout year before they just punt on the Brevin Jordan project.
Yep.
But not only that, I think he changes this offense. Not to mention, by the way, our offensive coordinator was a tight ends coach for 42 years, it seems like, and more people talk about it. So he should be able to get the most out of that position group more so than any.
I got one.
All right.
I said I liked your line of thinking. You said you were going to go a little bit deeper than this and, you know, maybe a little bit off the beaten path. I said I liked it for a reason, because I'm doing exactly that. I took this as, never mind a breakout player. but just a breakout member of this team on the offensive side of the ball.
Okay.
Nick Caley. It's got to be Nick Caley. And here's why. We are about to be three seasons removed from the last time an offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans was in a very, I think, similar situation to that of what Nick Caley is in right now. You remember year two of Bobby Slowick. What did he all of a sudden have at his disposal that we got really super excited about? You insert Stephon Diggs, and you're thinking, holy crap, you got Nico Collins, Tank Dell, Steph Diggs,
Joe Mixon,
Dalton Schultz. This offense is going to be stupid.
I think Brevin was around then too, wasn't he?
Brevin was around, but then, you know, yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
And look at what you have now if you're Nick Caley at his disposal. You're thinking, boy, Nico Collins, Tank Dell's coming back. David Montgomery, we just got him. We got a brand new offensive line that we've overhauled again. Dalton Schultz is back. I've got a couple of young receivers, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Noll. You have so many other options right now if you're Nick Caley. And I think his biggest problem last year, Caley's, was that he came in thinking that he's going to have all this at his disposal. And then everybody got hurt.
Yeah.
And the offensive line sucked. And so he had to pivot. And there was really nothing that you could, like, solidly pivot to. So it was kind of, let's throw it up against the board and see what happens. Slowick couldn't make it work his second year. He treated that situation like he wanted to make everybody happy. I got to make Diggs happy. Got to make Nico happy. Got to make Tank happy. He never seemed to get on a solid footing with any one of those guys. And then they didn't even allow him to because Tank got hurt.
Yeah.
Diggs got hurt. There were so many injuries. Caley's got that very same situation that he's faced with in his year two. Never mind just making sure that, you know, this offense progresses. I think this offense is going to look vastly different than what it did last year because of everything at his disposal. And never mind the questions at quarterback. To me, there's just as many, if not more, questions about if this guy can actually coordinate an offense and call plays for it.
Absolutely. That's a good one. A couple of breakout candidates that have been mentioned. Brevin Jordan, obviously, player-wise. Jaden Higgins was one we talked about last week. I think Jaden Higgins absolutely changes the offense. Bajani, if he... You're talking about two guys sitting at 6'4", roughly 215, 220, maybe even a little bit bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, those are big targets, man. And you talk about red zone threats. You talk about man beaters. When you got Nico Collins and a guy, if Jaden Higgins can actually break out. Last year was a good rookie year for Jaden Higgins. Some would say a great rookie year.